Welcome to the latest installment of the Dork Knights, the podcast that the internet deserves, but not the one it needs, or asked for, or wanted, but it's getting anyway. As usual, I'm your host, MB, and joining me is my comrade in arms, my boy wonder, the bogus Birdman. Say hello.
Holy hand grenades, Batman. I was trying to think of something dirty, but I just, off the top of my head, I couldn't think of nothing good that had H with it, like something dirty.
I don't know, that works, because it paints you as kind of a suicide bomber type guy, and let's face it, that's how you're going to go out.
I just thought of a good one, Holy Hand Jobs, but I missed it.
Oh, you missed the mark.
But, yeah, suicide bomb, that's how I want to go out. I want to go out not feeling pain and causing others so much pain.
Yeah, if anything, you're generous with your hatred.
Yes. I hate white people just as much as I hate minorities. You know this.
Yeah, you basically hate everything.
Although, I guess, does it count as a hate crime because you're of another religion? Or you used to be of another religion?
I don't know. That might be a... I don't know if that's a hate crime more than a just you weird me the hell out crime.
I just don't like the way you look crime.
Well, you just can't stand the fact that I don't accept blood transfusions.
Yeah. That's really going to be my ultimate revenge on you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to bleed you to death, and the only way to save your life is to have a blood transfusion.
Yeah, and that's... And ironically enough, you're going to donate blood.
Yeah, it'll be my blood. Vengeance is mine.
You're gonna have to be the downfall of the witness. Yes. Okay.
Where is your God now?
Well, he's not coming to me anymore because I have unclean blood.
Unclean.
The unclean blood of a southerner.
Yeah, you'll wake up with a hankering for fried chicken.
I
hate for minorities and I love for fucking your cousin.
I already have all those.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Well, why you gotta bust my balls, man?
I don't know. I figured there was more of the southern thing than that. You know, like rotting teeth and riding donkeys to the store.
I'll have you know that of those five things you mentioned, I only do four of those things. So I'll let you guess which four they are.
I'd rather not, because I want to keep the mystique up.
Fair enough.
One of those, if one of those five things was jerking off, that would definitely be in the four. So what have you been up to lately?
Me? Myself? Yeah. A whole bunch of nothing. You know, the usual. I've been out there spreading the good word.
The good word of your chains against, you know, someone's jaw.
Against someone's jaw. Mailing of pipe bombs to unsuspecting victims.
How's that going anyway? Are you having any more trouble with UPS as far as that goes?
No, I think I got it squared away. I sent them a few packages and. That does remind me. How often do you check your mail?
I check it often.
Okay. Have you checked it today?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, after we're done with this, you can go check in. You'll see how I'm doing.
How about I go check it right now?
All right, yeah, no, I guess. I don't think it'll be hard to podcast when you ain't got a fucking face.
Oh, I see what you did there.
That's right. My vengeance begins now.
Yeah, and that was this week's episode. no, but...
It just me talking to myself for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah. Going over your strategy for the next...
See, the people think that the Jews control the shoe business. They don't control the shoe business. The Puerto Ricans control the shoes. The Jews control the laces. That's where the power is.
God damn it. I knew it.
Like the French fry industry, you think the Jews control that? No. They control ketchup.
No, ketchup?
Yes.
Oh, God. That's...
Without ketchup, French fries are powerless.
Me and a friend of mine actually have a theory that ketchup is the thing that binds us all to the universe. Like when you think about it, who doesn't like ketchup?
That's true. I mean, like my brother, he's wheat. Like, I don't know. I think you're like this too, aren't you? You don't like tomatoes,
No, I don't.
but you love ketchup. To me, that makes no sense.
For me, I'm kind of a weird guy because I get picky about,
You telling me now?
I finally admit it. I'm kind of more of a texture guy, I would say. Like, I don't really like textures of some foods, and tomatoes kind of one of them. It's not so much the taste.
I think I know what you say. They're kind of slimy.
Yeah.
I understand, but yeah, I see
I'll
what
say.
y'all are saying about the ketchup, though.
Yeah, ketchup is the one constant in the universe. There's never going to be any, like, shortage of it because just grow tomatoes and make more of it.
And like some people don't like mayonnaise, some people don't like mustard, but I've never met a person who doesn't like ketchup.
Yeah, I mean, if I ever came across one, I would probably look at them the same way people would look at aliens.
And I would just, of course, bash their brains in.
Well, yeah, because you're an equal opportunity hater. And technically, if someone doesn't like ketchup, that makes them a minority.
Oh,
So
yeah.
your reasoning would be very sound.
I would, instead of burning crosses, I'd burn ketchup packets. Or get like a big ketchup bottle and set on fire.
Oh, yeah. Or just send them, or just send them a casserole with ketchup on it. Yeah, I asked you what you were up to this week.
Yeah. Oh, what have you been up to? I guess was that supposed to be my hint right there?
Yeah, it
Well, you
was.
could just tell me. I mean, you don't have to wait for me. You're a big boy.
Not really, not really. I'm very, very.
Wait, you're physically big, not mentally.
Well, yeah, I am physically big. Mentally, I'm basically a 6-year-old.
Yeah, well,
A
I think
six-year-old
we
who,
both are.
yeah, a 6-year-old who loves himself some livestock. But no, I actually discovered a show that you've been trying to get me into. I don't know what started it, like what got me on the kick to suddenly try it out. But for a long time, I have Xbox Live, which I know you're vehemently against because you.
Well, I've always been a PlayStation guy. I was about 8 or 9 in the late 90s when the first PlayStation came out, and ever since then I've always been faithful to Sony. I've had PlayStation 2 and PS3. I mean, it's just not that I don't hate Xbox, it's just I
It's not
don't
your thing.
it's just not my thing.
On does PlayStation Network have Netflix capabilities?
I thought there was something they have that PlayStation exclusives, some sort of Netflix exclusive just for PlayStation, but I don't think it's in America. I think it's in other countries like Sony, PlayStation. It's exclusive. Like Netflix is only exclusive to them,
Oh,
I think.
So you're like your system doesn't have it.
Well, no. I have Netflix. Oh, I can have Netflix. I just don't have Netflix on my PlayStation.
Okay.
What I'm saying is all over the world, I think, is Netflix is something only for PlayStation. Like if you live in another country and want to get Netflix on your Xbox, you can't.
Oh, okay. Now I see what you're saying. Yeah. But here we do get it on my Xbox. And the only thing is, you have to be a member of Xbox Gold, which is essentially the paid subscription service that gets you all the like the multiplayer and all that stuff.
I would take this moment to say that PlayStation Network is free for anybody.
Believe me, that's something that I give credit to PlayStation for. Microsoft is a bunch of cheap bastards. But anyway, for a long time I did not have the Xbox Live Gold subscription, so I didn't have Netflix, which I had for a long time. I was piggybacking off of a friend of mine.
Thief.
You're one to talk.
Hey, shh. People listening.
But anyway, What was I going to say?
You got Netflix on your Xbox.
Yeah, I got Netflix on my Xbox. I didn't have it because of my loss of subscription. But recently, there was a sale on Xbox Live that had 1 month for $1. And usually I don't go for the 1 month subscriptions because they're about $7.99 per piece. And I've also had trouble with Xbox in the past, so I really haven't gone for it, like, unless it's an insanely good deal. And this was an insanely good deal. Just, you know, $1, 30 days, it seemed right. So I got it, and I got Netflix back. And what this is all leading up to is that
Get to your point.
Yeah, I've been talking a lot of build-up. This is like our episode of OPP all over again.
Said like it's a bad thing.
But anyway, I discovered a show based off your recommendation called Parks and Recreation.
Yep.
Which is not unlike The Office because it was created by the same people.
Yep, same general mockumentary style.
Yeah, except with The Office, I tried that out and I really couldn't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
This was like insanely easy to get into. Like for some reason, it was just insanely accessible, and every episode feels like it goes by really quick, so I can get through tons of them. I've already finished, like in the span of like 3 or 4 days, I finished an entire season of this.
Wow. What season of The Office did you try to watch?
The first season.
First one? Yeah, the first season, it's alright, the first season, it gets a lot better into the second, third, fourth season, about fifth season, I think it's where it peaks, but...
Do you watch a lot of it?
The Office?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched it, like, I haven't watched this current season on TV, but I've watched just about, not every episode, but I've watched the majority of all the seasons, like on TV and DVDs and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I think one of the things that Parks and Rec, is more interesting, or makes it maybe better than Office, is that the characters seem like they're a lot better than the ones on Office.
Yeah, there are a really good amount of characters. You have the main character, Leslie Knope, who's Amy Poehler's character.
Yeah.
Like, she's this insanely dedicated, chipper Parks and Recreation manager. And she's in charge of, like, basically trying to, every episode is about her trying to, you know, do a, sort of make a deal as far as, like, a project, or a property. Actually, the show is actually based in my home state of Indiana, the fictional town of Pawnee.
Actually, I think I asked you one time if that was real.
You know, I thought it was fictional. I don't know if it's...
Now, I know it's fictional, but I think I asked you one time if it was real, and I don't think you knew what I was talking about.
Yeah, I didn't, because this was way before. Like, you had been way into the show before I ever gave it a second glance. Like, it didn't. You had to show me clips on YouTube of it before I actually, like, gained a genuine interest. And also, you had a lot of avatars on Superhero Hype, one of the forums that we frequent.
Yeah.
Of Ron Swanson, which is like...
And you now you see why?
Yeah, now I see why. The man is...
He's a man. That's all you need to say.
Yeah, he is the man's man. He is a man in the purest sense of the word. He hates the government, but loves America. He loves red meat, but hates salad. He divorced twice and with no regret. It's like he's basically the ideal American man.
Yep. And also he has one hell of a mustache.
Oh, he does. He does. You think he's ever given mustache rides?
I would think so. I mean, like in sort the, of
like in the fictional
town
universe of Parks and Recreation, do you think once Ron Swanson is like secretly dealing in the back, like he offers sex for money?
I don't think so. I think that's, you know, That's something that, well, he probably, I don't think he would, but, like, you know, the whole thing with, you know, it's your own body, do what the hell you want to with it.
Yeah, that is true. He's very, like, he's very pro, you know, do whatever.
Yeah.
Like, he actually runs an office to where I was reading this. He actually, they explain in the show, I guess, I haven't seen the episode, that he basically wants the whole office to run as if nobody cares on
Yeah,
purpose.
inefficient.
Yeah, inefficient. His assistant, you know, doesn't really pay attention to anything. And it's basically a really fun show because all of them are insanely not suited for their jobs except for the main character.
Yeah.
So, like,
And
you have a Tom who's like a late he's he thinks he's a ladies' man.
yeah.
Like a
Baller.
yeah. Yeah, he thinks he's a player. You have Jerry, who's always picked on. Everything's his fault.
One thing I do like about the show is that it just seems like the whole cast just, I mean, everybody fits in perfect place, you know, even like at the end of the second season when they got two new additions to the cast, both of them, you know, the writers and the actors, they found their feet with the characters and hit the ground running, and you know, they made a perfect additions to the ensemble, you know.
Yeah, I actually like the show better with them. Like,
Yeah.
I did watch like the first parts of the first season and a lot of episodes of the second season, but the third, like, it was like really, really entertaining for me because just, especially Rob Lowe's character, he's awesome.
He is literally the best character on the show. Although I don't mean that, I don't mean
Matt
that, but
Johnson.
I'm paraphrasing.
Matt Johnson.
Yeah.
The other guy, you know, he's good, you know.
Yeah, being it's kind of interesting. I think in this next season, you can watch the current season on TV, but they get into him being a huge nerd, and you see just you know how nerdy he is. Because one of the best scenes is from this current season is him breaking down crying and dry heaving in a full body Batman outfit.
Awesome. Awesome. I need to see that. But yeah, it was just a like it took me by surprise how much I liked the show, actually. It's like based off your recommendation, I figured I'd like it 'cause well, we have similar taste in humor, I think.
Yeah.
But also it's just usually I'm not a big TV guy. Like it takes a lot for me to be really this enamored with like any TV show, even if I do like it. Like with Dexter, I've only seen the first season.
Yeah.
I have no interest in the other seasons, really.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a bad thing. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I think
Well,
we've talked about that before.
yeah, I think you said season 3 is the only other one.
Season 4 is very good.
Those.
The second and third seasons are all right. They're not bad. But then after the fourth season, it kind of goes downhill.
Yeah. And Breaking Bad, it's like I like the show. I genuinely want to watch more of it, but it's like it
It's
goes
too
on.
hard. I have to sit in front of a computer screen for 45 minutes.
Well,
That's about right.
yeah, it is. But it's like with Parks, it's just like it just goes like just that, like that. And it's insane. Like I'm just trying to figure out like what is it about the show that makes it so, I don't know, easy to watch, accessible. Like
No commercials.
you think it's the characters?
I think it's the characters, the writing, because I noticed there seemed like there was a trend. Like, the first season of Parks and Rec is all right, but it got better in the second season. Third season was even better than the fourth season. It's starting to be just as good, you know, to match the third season. But about the time Parks and Rec started was about the time that The Office started going downhill. So I wonder if they took what was good about The Office. Like, maybe it was just certain writers from The Office. Maybe they left to go work on Parks and Rec. But it just seems like the writing's sharp and the cast is top notch. Yeah. I think that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, that
or probably everything to do with it.
Probably, because I mean the cast is really, it just kind of makes up the whole package.
You said you've never been much into TV. When was the last time you've watched like a show like that? Like, or been wanting to watch a show like that?
That's a good question. I don't know, like a new show or just any show?
I guess just any show. It doesn't necessarily have to be a new show.
Well, I have a hard time sleeping, as you know, as you've been like the very, you've been the victim of my inability to show up for certain things.
Yes. Yes. You know, I'm the weird one because I, you know, wake up at a decent hour. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But what I mean to say about that is that when I was having trouble sleeping, like I would say probably a year ago, I would always turn on TBS and there would be reruns early in the morning of Married with Children.
Yeah.
So I would watch, they like play 3 or 4 episodes back to back and I would watch all of them. So that's probably it.
Love and Marriage.
Yep. Love and Marriage.
I always love that show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great one. But, I guess that one, I got into this thing where I would watch, like, I would, when I first got Netflix, I would want to watch tons of Mythbusters all the time.
Mm.
Like, I would spend all my weekend watching that and, getting into it.
This
like,
myth has been busted.
Yeah. Yeah, I have, like, a, I have kind of an interest in science. I've, like, it's always been to. Kind of, it's always been kind of an unspoken interest.
Yeah.
And I'm not smart enough to, you know, understand any of it. I just like, the, like, sort of what Mythbusters is based around is, like, the product of science and how it can be, you know, awesome.
Yeah. I agree with you there, because I've always enjoyed, like, learning about science and stuff. I'm just too lazy to, you know, do the work.
Yeah, I'm too lazy. I'm too not smart.
Too not smart. You am not so good with brains.
Yeah, me am not that thing.
Yeah. Me am not think so good.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's tough to like remember a new show where I got into it like right off the bat.
What about, I was kind of figuring you'd say maybe like maybe Justice League when it started coming on, or even when you were little, Batman the Animated Series. Figured one of those.
You know what's odd is that I don't remember watching a lot of Batman the Animated Series when I was a kid. It was more when I got, like, I did watch it, and it definitely got my interest into the character of Batman, but it was more of like a sort of a, it would only happen every so often. It wasn't a regular, like, I had to stay up and watch it all the time. It was more when I got earlier, like, later on in my childhood, was, like 10, 11, I would always watch it, like, every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I
was kind of, like, I remember watching when it, I guess, I don't remember. See, this thing about being kids, you didn't really have too much of a TV schedule. This is back in the days before the internet was popular, so you couldn't look it up, but I remember like every day coming home from school when I was like 6 or 7, and, like I want to say like 3:30, 4 o'clock, Batman would come on, Batman the Animated Series, and I'd watch that and Tiny Toons. And I'd watch both of those, and that was it. That's all I needed, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck homework.
Yeah. Well,
I do homework after that.
This may surprise you, but I actually did. I spent a lot of my time outside when I was a kid.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird to think about now because I'm basically a shut-in. But, yeah, I would spend basically all of my day outside, like, with friends and stuff like that. So,
you had friends?
Yeah, also shocking because...
The hell happened to you?
I don't know.
Can you show me on the doll where the man molested you? I think that's what happened.
Well, it's
you got awesome. Molested and you weirded out.
Yeah, that or I just got lazy.
I'm sticking with molestation.
Yeah, you would. I was molested by you.
Yeah.
You were visiting in town, and you didn't even know where you were, who I was.
Speaking of actually molestation, that made me think of something that I want to talk about. You know, while you've been getting into Parks and Rec, I've been getting into a TV show myself through Netflix. Doctor Who.
I don't like where this is going because you
Doctor Who.
started on molestation.
Well, you'll see why. Because, like I said, I've been watching Doctor Who. The famous, infamous, what do you want to call it, British TV show, sci-fi TV show.
I wouldn't say it's infamous because it has a lot of fans.
Well, I know, but I say infamous just because of, I didn't want to say famous.
Touche.
Yeah. But one of the things that I thought about, I was watching the episode the other day, and like his MO is that he's this guy who rides around in a police booth and travels through time and space. And I felt like, if this was like a real world situation, like this guy comes out of nowhere wearing like this bow tie looking all funky. Hey, you want to go on an adventure? Come in with me in my police box. And you go into his police box and you don't go through time and space and fight aliens. You just get molested. That was the real world. But that's just a thought that I had. And they just go to show you, I guess I'm a cynical bastard.
Well, that and you're a very realistic person. You don't go for the sonic screwdriver business. You just go for the
Well,
laser.
that's what I was going to say. Even though, they talk about it being cheesy and sometimes goofy, but still, I've through the I watched the whole first season, and I'm on halfway through the second season, and I've been loving it. Even though, it is goofy and cheesy at times, but that's part of its appeal.
You mean at the relaunch
Yeah,
season?
the relaunch. Yeah. It's more. I think it's goofy and cheesy and still well done. I've never seen any of the stuff of the relaunch. But didn't I tell you, was it us talking about like the show's so old that like they don't have all the
First
first
season,
season? Yeah,
yeah, because
because
BBC went through a w weird sort of overhaul in the
yeah.
1970s and the 80s.
And they lost a lot of the tapes.
Yeah.
So like I think the pilot, the first episode, like the whole pilot, you can't find it anywhere. Like you can find bits and pieces, but you can't find all of it.
You would
But
think with
yeah.
the internet something like that wouldn't exist. But
Well, it all the stuff disappeared before the
yeah.
internet, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been enjoying it, it's goofy and kind of cheesy, but I've always been like a fan of sci-fi. I've always enjoyed like sci-fi more than I have fantasy and stuff like that. I don't know. I've just never been into like dragons and hobbits and stuff like that. And I'm more comfortable with aliens and space.
Yeah, I can definitely empathize with that 'cause I was always, Star Wars,
Yeah.
recently because of the, well, I guess this doesn't technically count because I didn't get into it until recently, but Star Trek.
Yeah. Was it because of the movie?
Yeah, it was 'cause of the movie, but
Yeah,
I
I was kind of like that. I always preferred Star Wars over Star Trek, but I never really had a chance to watch any of the Star Trek, and I've watched some of the episodes, and they're not bad.
Yeah, I actually like the original series now. But yeah, I was never I still have a copy of Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, because my uncle loaned it to me to watch,
Yeah.
and I still haven't watched it. It's been
See,
years, and I just haven't watched it because I just don't have an interest.
he's still, hey, motherfucker, where the fuck is my DVD?
Well,
But see, I have no problem with the movies and stuff. It's the books. I can never get through the books. Like I tried reading the Lord of the Rings books, and they just weren't like the way they were written. I understand, it's classic and it's literature and stuff, but it just was so freaking boring. That the guy spent like two whole paragraphs describing a rock.
Oh, Jesus.
But the thing is, though, is whereas I don't like the Lord of the Rings books, I like The Hobbit a whole lot because just The Hobbit, the way it was written was a whole lot different. It's almost as if The Hobbit was written as more like an adventure book and Lord of the Rings was written kind of like a, almost like a history book.
Yeah. Yeah, I can kind of see where that would be a benefit. Like they're making the Hobbit movie now. And I don't know. Like even watching the trailer, like there are a bunch of people that say, "Oh, it looks good. It looks, you know, it looks really faithful to the book." It's like I watched it and I want to like it. I really want to like it. Like, yeah. I really want to get into it because I do like some fantasy. One of my favorite comic books right now is a fantasy book. But, I don't know. I just, something about it just doesn't click with me. I don't know why.
Yeah, I seen the trailer. I thought it was cool. And, you know, I'd probably, like, watch the DVD something. But, I don't know. Yeah, I'm kind of like you. I really don't care that much about going to see it.
Yeah, and, I don't know. It's not. It doesn't just apply to Lord of the Rings. It applies to basically any fantasy movie. Like I remember seeing Labyrinth when I was a kid, which is kind of a fantasy movie.
You just wanted to see David Bowie.
Yeah. That's probably actually what led to my downfall, if you will. Just seeing David Bowie, it scarred me for life.
You wouldn't be the first.
Or the last.
Yeah, that's what happened to his son.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Although he was scarred by the time he came out, he named his son Zoe Bowie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he later went on to direct, be a good director.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. There are just some genres. Like, do you feel that way with other genres that... they're just, you want to get into them, but you can't?
Not, like, there's fantasy. I'm like that. I'm right there with you on that. Although I don't really feel the need to try to get into it, but, I don't know. I'm trying to think if there's any kind of, not really, because I'm pretty much open just about any kind of, like, book, movie, film, whatever.
Yeah.
It just, you know, although I have my favorites, but.
Yeah, I mean, we all have our favorites. Stuff.
Like I said, I like to keep mostly an open mind.
Yeah, which is odd, because, you know.
Well, I keep open mind when it comes to media and stuff. When it comes to people, I'm closed-minded and narrow.
Ah, okay. Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
So, you also had a topic.
Yeah, this is something I think I mentioned to you the other week, and I think we were going to talk about it on our last one, but of course, when I had the idea of Hitler versus Stalin, that trumps everything.
Yeah, that was always going to be, that was always going to take precedence because, you know, you get into a topic like that, you're never going to stop.
I want to, alright, I have two topics. And.
Oh.
One of them, I want you to choose which one you'd like to discuss.
Okay.
It's going to be like Sophie's Choice, so choose wisely. First topic.
Okay, before you start.
Yeah.
If I choose wrong, do I get penalized?
You get something, and it starts with penal, but...
and it ends with S.
Yes.
And the middle part is N.
Yes.
Okay.
The first topic is related to history, which is why I wasn't sure if we want to do it or not. If you could live in any time period, meet anybody in any time period, who would you meet? Where would you live and why? And the second topic is, if you and I started a small business together, what kind of business would it be? And, like, what would we do? And how would we run the day-to-day and try to overcome the countless dick jokes that we would constantly make?
I say
choose wisely.
I choose the first topic.
First topic?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so...
we'll save the second topic for next week.
Okay. So if you could live in any time period across... not count the future. The
Just the present...
Or the past.
Going back or the past. Okay. Yep.
If you could live any place in any time period, where and what time period would you like to live in?
And it can't be like it can't be any time period that I currently live in, right?
Yeah, we're gonna kind of like do a reverse quantum leap. It can't be any time in the 80s, 90s, or the aughts, the early 2000s.
Well, I wasn't alive in the 80s.
You weren't? I thought you were born like in 89.
No, 1990.
Oh, Jesus, I'm fucking old.
Yeah,
by 2 years. Yeah. Yeah. All right, fine. The 90s, the aughts, or the teens. I guess we're in the teens now, so.
I don't know, because it's interesting because there's a couple different time periods that stick out to me. Like I wouldn't mind, and you mean live, not just visit?
Well, we'll go to visit because I think they kind of, let's stick with visit because I think that, like, my kind of attitude is, you know, people talk about how shitty stuff is now, but it's the best it's ever been, like, in terms of, like, the way we live and the easiness of living.
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck yeah. I wouldn't want to go live on some 17th century farm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, in terms of visiting, I wouldn't mind visiting prehistoric times, like just to see what everything was like before civilization was created. Like to see like what a part of history was true, what wasn't true.
Yeah.
Like, sort of dispel the myths and all that. I think that'd be interesting. I don't know if I'd necessarily choose that first, but it would be, like, a consideration, at least. I don't know. Like, the 1700s, I really don't have an interest in. Like, I know, like, America was founded during that period.
Yeah.
Revolutionary War, all of that.
Okay.
But,
so you're saying that you don't care about your country, I see.
Yeah, exactly.
You live in fucking France.
Maybe I will.
You stink like a Frenchman.
I'm proud of it. I do like cheese.
You like cheese, wine, and underage girls, so you're the perfect Frenchman.
Exactly. But no, I kind of wouldn't mind visiting the 1800s.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I don't know. Lincoln has always fascinated me, so I wouldn't mind meeting him. Just because he has such a weird sort of history to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like you hear like almost 100 different things about him at once. It's kind of fascinating. But I think the main place that I would love to live, just or visit rather, just based off of my own personal like or my own personal like fascination, probably be the 60s, because that's when the big boom in comics really happened, like with Marvel. And
so you have a time machine. You can go anywhere up until the year 2012, and you want to go back in time to look at comic books. Right? Am I hearing this right?
Would you expect any less?
Well, I mean, the 60s, man, you could drugs, free love. You could go to Woodstock and bone some hippie chick, but instead you want to sit in a musky room with Jack Kirby while he pencils the Fantastic Four, I see.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, fuck drugs, fuck sex. I don't give a damn.
I kind of see what you're saying. You could go to Woodstock anytime, but watching Jack Kirby work on the Fantastic Four.
Yeah, that's never happens. Yeah, I mean that's a once in a lifetime thing. It's like I could get into drugs and sex now if I wanted to. Well, not if I wanted to. Okay, maybe I
drugs. Should... You can get into drugs.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. If I wanted.
Well, you can get into sex, just not the sex that you want.
Yeah. If I went to a bear hall, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess just because I like the idea of being there, just when you know something is going to explode later in life. It's just beginning to happen. Like, I wouldn't mind, like, grabbing, like, a few issues of, like, Amazing Fantasy number 15 or something like that and bringing them back.
Okay, so you want a Marty McFlat with the Sports Almanac.
Yeah. Oh, totally, yeah. Yeah.
You want to use the time machine for your own game. That's not right.
That's not right.
You know what happened? Didn't Back to the Future 2 teach you anything? Anytime you try to use the time machine for your own gain, you create an alternate universe where Biff runs things. So,
not Biff.
Just remember that.
No, it'd probably be you that's running things if we're going by.
Oh, yeah. I'd be your stepfather.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. I should probably rethink this.
You make like a tree and get out of here.
Yeah, this isn't worth three copies of Spider-Man's first appearance. I really should have rethought that.
Please, I'd be the best stepfather you'd ever have.
Sure.
Don't take that tone with me.
You always step in my room and tell me to post.
Yeah, hey, post or you're grounded, son. Take off my belt and whoop you.
Yeah.
And not in a sexually invigorating way, just a mean way.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really do it for any reason. Like, I don't talk back to you or anything. You just come in randomly and just start whipping me up.
I'm going to attack you sometime today. You'll have to find out when. Training you to be a man.
It's like I'm in on the toilet. You just burst down the door and just start
with a belt. It's go time, motherfucker.
Yeah, that might be actually a pretty interesting stepfatherhood. But what about you? We've said mine, which is incredibly geeky, I would say. What about you?
I don't know. I have a lot of maybe. Potential like time periods I like to visit.
I find it hard to believe that anyone would want to be in a time period that would be like ravaged by war, like World War II or anything like that. Just because there'd be a certain level of danger.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I was going to say is that like one of the like events I'd like to maybe witness is. I don't know if this is necessarily a good thing or a bad thing, but it was a historical thing. I let the politicians debate whatever, but like to go to Japan when the atomic bomb was launched.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be something that I'd like to see, just to witness it with my eyes, because that was probably, I'd say that was the defining moment of the 20th century.
Yeah, in terms of technology, yeah.
No, not just technology, but it changed the way that like warfare from that point on was waged, because it sort of ended the idea of a big, large global conflict between two nations. I think with the threat of nuclear weapons, and there's never going to be. I don't think there'll ever be another big war again.
Yeah, that is true.
Because everyone's too afraid because, everybody has nuclear weapons and, they'll use them.
Yeah, except Iraq, ironically. Or Iran, rather.
Well, they have nuclear weapons. Or so they say. That's I don't want to get into politics, but that's what they say.
Do you think anyone does, like, the whole nuclear weapons is like a sort of like saving face? Like, do you think a country has used that as a trump card in like a debate or something?
Like what? Like,
I have nuclear weapons, so therefore I win.
That's what I would do. Like, if I was president of the United States.
Absolutely.
Of course, like, Iran's talking shit. What, son? I got 16 nuclear bombs I'm going to throw at you. What? I go like in that, what you call it, Chappelle Show skit with Black Bush. That's what I'd be like.
Yeah.
Fuck you, son. We got the bomb. I am the bomb.
You'd start throwing gang signs at him.
Yeah. Wu-Tang.
Start thrusting your crotch. And you'd start thrusting your crotch in the dictator of the United Kingdom's face.
Yeah.
Like.
That'd be me at the, what you call it?
At the World Summit.
Yeah, at the UN meeting. I'm like, what's up, bitches? I got the bomb. Shut the fuck up. Listen.
Yeah, that is definitely what you'd be like as president. But
foreign policy would be a lot simpler.
Yeah, but getting back to our original...
Other time periods, I'd probably say... I'd like to. I know you're probably going to say something, but I'd like to go back to the Civil War just to witness some of the battles and stuff, because they were, what you call it, extremely brutal, and just some of the devastation was just. I don't know if I'd like to see that, but it'd just be very interesting to see.
Yeah,
you know, that's something that's never really happened before. And if I were to take back a couple tanks for the South, that wouldn't be so much of a bad thing.
Yeah, go to hell. Go to hell.
I'd be the president of the Confederacy.
Oh, sir.
Yes, sir. Get them slaves out in the fields. It's 1945. We still have slavery.
I disagree wholeheartedly with you, sir. I challenge you to draw pistols and, yes, at high noon.
I say, fuck you, I have the bomb, sir.
Nice.
But, let's say the Civil War.
Now, see, I agree with you about the Civil War. It would be fascinating to see some of that stuff.
One of the things, too, is I like to be... in Dallas, you know, when Kennedy was killed.
Yeah, see, that's the same thing with me and Lincoln. Like, I'd like to be at the theater when John Wilkes Booth did that.
Would you try to stop him?
Well, that would alter history.
Yeah. I just talked about bringing fucking tanks to the South, so, you know.
Well, yeah, that is true. If it didn't have any, like, direct consequences onto me...
Mm-hmm.
And just me, I don't care about, like, anyone else.
As long as I'm alright, my shit's alright.
Yeah, you can all go fuck yourself.
Once again, that's the Marty McFly approach to time traveling.
Yeah,
as long as my family and my shit is straight, I don't give a damn about, you know, me changing Biff's life forever.
Yeah, I would pull out a replica lightsaber,
mm-hmm,
and I would use it to bash John Wilkes Booth over the head, and then I'd probably kick a dildo into his ass, like in Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Hey, spoilers.
Yeah. I mean, it's in the other film.
Oh, it is? I don't remember. Yeah. But anyway, alright, so say you did save Lincoln, and all of a sudden, like, you go back to 2012, and you look in the history book, and Lincoln survived the assassination attempt with Booth, he went, like, power crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he started just, like, he declared war on Mexico and Canada, and now all of North and South America is owned by the United States. They're all states within the United States, and, like, we're living in some hellish society. Would you go back in time and stop yourself from stopping Booth? Hold on, I'm getting kind of mixed up. Fucking time travel.
No, I'm following you.
But would you try to stop yourself from stopping Booth?
Again, it would depend on my situation.
Like, all right, so, yeah, like you know, everybody's fucked, but like your family just so happens to be the governors of Indiana, so fuck that.
Yeah,
yeah. Let them burn.
Yeah, I mean, it might. Okay, let me say this. It might be a little bit difficult to be able to do what I regularly do. Like, I can't, like, go and go to the movies, let's say, in this society or something. So it might directly impact me, so I might end up going back anyway, regardless. Mm. Like, there might be some inconvenience that I want to make right.
Yeah, like, you know, okay, well, let's see. I'm, you know, I have all this power. There's, you know, it sucks to be everybody else but me, but I'm not going to change anything. All of a sudden, you go to the bathroom and so you have a little dick. Fuck this. And you go back in time and stop yourself.
I mean, I thought you said it would something would change. Like,
oh, okay, well, never mind. I thought, so you've been lying to me this whole time.
I mean, yeah. I thought that was obvious from the beginning. I mean, didn't you look down and, you know, take a gander?
Well, the lights are always off.
Well, yeah, but that's mostly your request, because you don't want me
to
see
you. I don't want you to look at my stretch marks.
Yeah, wow. Well, we're revealing way too much about what we do in our off time. But, yeah, I'd probably go back and stop Booth. Or stop myself from stopping Booth, rather.
You mentioned Lincoln. Is there any other, like, person from history you'd like to meet?
I'd like to meet Roosevelt. Or Teddy Roosevelt.
Bully.
Just because I've heard he was batshit insane.
Well, he wasn't crazy. He was batshit awesome.
Well, I mean, people have varying degrees of what they classify that as. So,
like, it was during his inauguration, his first full inauguration. You know, he was vice president. He took over when McKinley was assassinated, and he gave a speech. And someone tried to shoot him. They shot him right in his chest, and he had a thick eyeglass case and a book in his breast pocket, and the bullet, it stopped. You know, he got stopped by the eyeglass case and the book, and he looked down at it. He's like, "Ladies and gentlemen, someone has just tried to shoot me." And he went on and spoke again for the next 45 minutes.
Yeah, that is batshit awesome. I have to agree. So yeah, I'd like to meet him. I also wouldn't mind meeting Hunter S. Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Who was, he was, like, really crazy. Like, he would set off, like, I heard a story. He set off firecrackers in Jack Nicholson's lawn for his birthday, at 4 a.m. and stuff like that. He would do all sorts of crazy stuff like that. So I'd love to, like, see his sort of thought process on certain things.
I just want to party with him.
Yeah, that too.
I heard he knew how to have a good time. As far as me, like, people I'd want to meet from history, probably, I'm trying to think. There's a lot of folks, but, like, I'd like to meet, most of the guys I'd like to meet are famous military guys, like Robert E. Lee or Hannibal from, you know, ancient Rome. Well, he wasn't from Rome, but it was during the time of Rome. And
you know, actually, now that I think about it, there is one more time I wouldn't mind visiting. Is back, I'm not sure what period it is exactly, but during the reign of Vlad Tepes in Romania.
Oh, you want to go see Dracula?
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
Oh, two little sheep.
That's my Russian, though. Blah, blah.
That's your Russian.
Blah.
Your Stalin.
Yeah. Duh. I had 6 Soviet countries. One other time period I just thought about was ancient Rome as well, just because orgies, man. That's all you need to say.
Yeah, but there was also a lot of stabbings and castration and a lot of weird stuff going on.
Yeah, but
I don't know if I'd want to go there.
But orgies trump anything else.
Well,
at least for me.
Well, most of that stuff would happen during orgies.
Yeah, well, you still got to take part in it, so.
Just to say that you did it.
Yeah. But, like, you know, back to the history characters, or not characters, but there were characters, but not in that sense. I'd like to meet, like I said, Robert E. Lee, Hannibal, one of my favorite presidents, or two of my favorite presidents, John Adams and Harry Truman. Always like those two. And like I said, I'd want to at least meet Hitler one time. Just backslap, or, yeah, slap him one time. Pimp slap him, you know?
And, fuck also, was wrong and with also, you? And also shake his hand because, you know, you two share ideologies.
Well, I'd slap him just because of the fact that if you're going to do that, do it a lot more subtle than he did.
Yeah.
Don't you know nothing about subtlety?
Also, be more like Stalin.
Yeah,
stop
be
being
more
a
like
pussy.
Stalin. Grow out your fucking mustache.
Yeah, stop shaking that hand of yours. But yeah, I don't know. It's like, and it's interesting that you mentioned Robert E. Lee. You wouldn't want to meet Ulysses S. Grant.
Maybe, but to me, I always found Lee—he was a more fascinating character.
Well, I figured if you met Ulysses S. Grant, you would just want to stab him in the back.
No, I don't blame Grant. I blame that son of a bitch, Lincoln.
Oh my.
So,
my guy.
What I would do is I would go back in time and I would stop you from stopping yourself. Stop.
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. So there'd be two of you and one of me in this time period. So.
So who would win in that fight? Like two of me, one of you. Even though the two of me are opposing each other, do you think we would both turn on you, or do you think?
Well, I would think that I'd get the you who wanted Lincoln to be killed. You know, I think the two of us would work together. I think. I think maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Either way, I think I know how it ends with a very weird threesome between me and the two yous.
Yeah, three people who are just, you know, naked and crying.
Quote Batman.
Yeah. There's a goat somewhere in there. Yeah, it would be a very weird take on that night at the theater.
Yeah, we'd go in the history books.
Yeah. Succipitor Tyrannus would take on a whole different meaning.
Shit. That's what would be the headline in the history books.
Yeah, I think Lincoln would actually take the gun and shoot himself just to just to witness the sight of us just on the floor in a huddle where we've taken off all our clothes. We're just sobbing.
Swear to me.
And then you stand up and you ask Mary Todd Lincoln if you can have a Grant.
Yeah, well, then she gives me Ulysses S. Grant.
And then you stab him in the back and say, victory for the South.
Victory for the South, sir. And then Sherman comes out of nowhere and sets me on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, but you win victory for the South, and I go back in time after this ordeal, and then I discover that everything's become one state, like you said, with Lincoln going power mad.
Yeah.
Except that we're all dressed like Colonel Sanders.
Sir, we all talk like this, sir.
Indeed.
Indeed, sir. Good morning to you, my dear master.
Or slavery is still around.
Yeah, that's what happened. Like when Lincoln went crazy, he undid the Emancipation Proclamation and bought himself like 1,600 slaves.
Yeah. And everybody's got a plantation.
Yeah,
there are no more like civilized businesses or anything. There's no real entertainment of anything. It's just all plantations and crops and just slaves as far as the eye can see.
And for some reason, Toby Keith is the president.
I could see it.
I love America. Now work, slaves.
I could totally see that.
That was his ad. That was his campaign ad.
Yeah, and he won in a landslide based off that ad alone.
It was him or a zombie Richard Nixon, so.
Yeah. I sort of have a follow-up subject if we're done with that one.
Yeah, I think we've talked it appropriately.
Okay, you said that you... All right, your question was, if you could visit one time, what would you pick? And my question is, if you can revisit or redo a year in your own life, what year would it be?
Ooh, interesting. That's golly. I don't know. Like, everybody has regrets, but I would say 2009.
Really?
2009, yeah, was an interesting year for me, and I messed up some stuff that, you know, looking back, I wish I couldn't, I shouldn't have done, and I'd like to maybe change that. And
well, I forgive you.
And plus, yeah, well, sorry. And also, 2009 was also the year I watched a man die, so I would go back, revisit it just to watch that again.
Well, that's interesting.
I killed him, by the way. Nah. He was what you call it?
Yeah, he was up on death row, and you watched him be executed.
Yep.
And you got paid for it.
Yeah, I got paid to watch a man die.
Yeah, that was basically your dream job.
Yeah, his soul still haunts me.
And you whip him with a belt too.
Yeah. Get out of here.
I'd say for me it would be 2002, just because that was the year that I had the most friends, and you know, I had something akin to a social life. Like I had I had a social agenda. I had a lot of good times that year. It was the best summer of my life. It was also one of the biggest because that was the year Spider-Man came out.
Of course.
And I was huge into that. But also, it just, everything seemed to go right that year. Like, there was nothing really that got me down. And I can't really say that for the years following.
That follow, like, yeah. You had one good year, and the following 10 have been shit.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially. I wouldn't say they've been shit. It's just they haven't been the greatest. Like, there's been, for one reason or another, it's been... but if I could redo one, I don't know. It's probably... I don't know. For some reason or another, I would want to do... Maybe I would want to relive, like, 1995, because that was the year my parents divorced, and I know more now about what happened than I did then, so I would want to go into it with like more understanding of it.
So would you be like a 5-year-old, like with the body of a 21-year-old, or yeah, is that how that'd work?
Well, I can't really be in the body of a 21-year-old.
I'm sorry, you'd be a 21-year-old in the body of a 5-year-old. I got mixed up.
Gosh, that'd be weird.
I know, that'd be awesome. I'd be like, the fuck you looking at? I'm 5. What you gonna do to me, huh? Come on, motherfucker. Let's fight.
You know, that would be kind of awesome because...
You ain't gonna see that shit coming.
Because then I have an excuse to be lazy. It's like, I don't have school yet. I don't have to get a job, for one thing.
I just did my pants. What you gonna do, huh? Clean that shit. What you gonna do? Fuck you. I do it again.
That'd be you as a 5-year-old.
That's how it was when I was 5.
Which leads to now, and a lot makes sense.
Yeah, I just shit my pants again. I'm almost 24 years old. Fuck that. Shit my pants. Not a goddamn thing you
what
can
do. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Yeah, what you gonna do, huh? You ain't gonna do shit.
I say, sir. Shit. What you gonna do?
I'm the one that's doing shit.
Well, I think we've got a lot of mileage out of this episode.
Maybe. I don't know.
We talked about Parks and Recreation.
We did all the good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say we got everything out of the way. So join us next week. For the next installment of Dork Nights, I've been MB.
I've been Birdman. I just shit my pants.
I say so.
I say so. I do declare the shit in my pants is bold.
I say so. We shall see you same MB time, same good channel.